the rest of the story. We got no respect. In the beginnings of our nation, we got no respect at the time they called it the Second War of Independence. Every high school history student knows it as the War of 1812. But the problem is, we got no respect. Europe simply did not take the United States seriously. As such, England and France, for instance, engaged in their own conflict, refused to accept American neutrality. That's where the trouble really began. You see, while France and England were slugging it out, we as a neutral nation were able to trade with both feuding parties. In the early years of the Anglo-French War, American shipping benefited enormously. But then, in 1805, the British determined that no U.S. vessel would be permitted to carry goods from the colonies of France to the motherland, even with a stopover at a U.S. port. Napoleon then countered with orders that any neutral vessel sailing into a British port or paying British duties or even allowing itself to be searched by a British vessel would be subject to confiscation by the government of France. This was, of course, a French blockade of the British Isles. Predictably, Britain counter-countered, declaring that the ports of France and its colonies and its allies were now off-limits to neutral vessels unless those vessels first docked at British ports to pay British duties on their cargoes. And so it was that American trade was confronted with a double blockade. To have obeyed the decree of either nation would have risked confiscation by the other. And it was for that reason that the United States decided to heed neither. Our position was that the British and French blockades violated international law. But as the months passed, the French gave us less trouble, the British gave us more. In fact, the British developed a nasty habit of stopping American ships on the high seas and impressing the American seamen into the British Navy. We got no respect. In 1811, Napoleon announced that U.S. vessels could trade wherever and with whomever they wanted, that as far as the U.S. was concerned, there was no French blockade, but the British Council still refused to revoke its earlier decree. England would continue to interfere with American commerce in any way that she could. We got no respect. Finally, President James Madison decided it was time that we got some respect. June 1, 1812, he said so in a message to Congress. We behold our seafaring citizens still the daily victims of lawless violence. I'm quoting. He said, we behold our vessels wrested from their lawful destinations. And Congress listened, and June 18 became the official declaration of war. Now, I said June 18. It's really important to remember that date, for the history books tell us that the United States went to war with Great Britain, and for a second time in 36 years, and that it was a costly war in both money and lives. On June 18, this is the rest of the story. On June 16, 2 days prior to our declaration of war on Britain, a motion was entered before the British Council that interference with United States commerce was to cease. That motion was passed, but there was no radio in those days, and such was the sluggishness of transatlantic communication that we didn't find out about it until it was too late to back out. We entered the War of 1812. 2 days after the reasons for that war were no more. Now you know the rest of the story.